They had to call it something, and it wasn't Friday yet. Yeah. So they came up with Thursday.
Really?
And that is today, my friends. It happens about every, 7 days.
See a pattern.
I picked up on that pattern pretty long time ago, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, back when I was delivering newspapers.
Oh, because it said right there on the top what day it was.
Exactly. Yeah. And we had daily customers, and we had weekend, and then there was strictly just Sundays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, boy, just to think about that being part of America. I mean, living in St. Louis, a lot of the guys, you'd see them on the weekend, especially selling the Sunday paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pulling around these wooden carts with these metal wheels that I'm sure 50 years earlier had rubber on them. And they were still pulling the same, you know, about this big, you know, and they were still pulling those things around in the 60s and 70s.
And the thickness of that Sunday paper with the ads.
Oh, yeah.
But yet full of plenty of substance and articles and all that. And it is amazing now to see most papers, well, so many have gone out of business. So many are just paper thin. Can you imagine if somebody said, yeah, someday this is, it's going to be a couple, 3 pages, 4 pages.
You'd have never believed it, would you?
No. And I'll be honest with you, I kind of miss it. I always thought that, you know, holding the paper in and going through it, knowing the sections and all that, much better than finding stuff online, much easier to navigate. You can get a lot of headlines at a glance. Now, if you don't go to, like, sports, you're not going to get the sports, et cetera, anyway.
Well, they say that, too, our brain absorbs differently if you're reading off and holding, like, a paper versus even reading off a tablet.
Believe
it's different.
I do believe it. By the way, I might want to mention it's the Bob Rose Show, and Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning, Greg. Good
morning.
It is 6:10, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Couple of things in the headlines. Concerns that this Amendment 4, if passed, could make Florida what they would call an abortion destination.
Oh, wow.
Nah, I don't know about you. That's not something I would want to be known for.
No.
So let me balance that out with something positive.
Okay.
National Geographic names Ocala National Forest world's best for 2025.
Wow. That's pretty cool list to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you, like, in fifth grade the last time you looked at National Geographic, Greg? And it was for the stories on giraffes, right?
Well, yeah. I'm sure you liked the African sections, though, in particular.
It's possible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, but again, it's kind of like the newspaper. National Geographic, you say that, and anybody our age or even a little younger, you see that yellow, thick, square-bound. You know, it was quality. You had some of the best photographers in the world, just like the Time Life guys. I mean, that was a part of Americana.
It was in the doctor's office, dentist office.
Everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
The world is changing.
It has.
Mm-hmm. It, Halloween's coming.
Already?
Man. Well, I mean, it's coming.
It sneaks right up on you.
Well, what happens is, I mean, what's really Halloween now? If you have kids trick-or-treat age, Halloween is that day.
Yes.
And whether you're doing trunk-or-treat or you're going through the neighborhoods old-school style like we used to, that's Halloween. When the kids are growing up, now Halloween becomes part of a season, a fall season.
Oh, yeah. Shopping for the costume.
And then maybe going to a costume party.
Yeah.
And so I'll look for the article, but it talks about what's taboo and what's, in poor taste or whatever. And
how about y'all all just leave your opinions to yourself and let people dress up and do what they want to do?
That's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
The only exception would be if it is, very graphic or sexualized
offensive,
and there's kids around.
Yes,
if it's just adults. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Because this whole sexy Halloween thing that's been around for the last... It's like, okay, I get it, but it's like, time and place.
Oh, so it's not the time or place? I'm not talking about, over the top, but...
Yeah.
But to be, Elvira, for instance. You don't like Elvira?
No, I didn't say that.
Greg hates Elvira.
We were joking just the other day with a guest that was in the studio. Whatever question Bob asks me... Whichever answer I give, he will have a retort much like that one.
Something like, yeah, Greg hates fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank, exactly. What, you hate children? Yeah, all right, okay.
But actually, if in fairness, I have to say, I stole that from Jay.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he used to do that to you?
Yes.
Okay.
And I hated it. So
now you're passing
along the love.
Trickle down economics.
I know. And, well,
thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. Look what you did to Bob, and now he's doing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Anybody who sees Jay today, go, Greg said thanks a lot. Just walk up. Seriously. If anybody knows Jay Anderson and you see him today, don't tell him why. Just walk up to him and go, Greg Cassidy says thanks a lot, buddy. And then he'll, we'll see if
if you just happen to run into him, because now he's, you know, highfalutin member of the, you know, collegiate authorities at Santa Fe with, I'm sure, a large corner office. So
he's not even up yet.
I don't know if you can get through security to even say hello, you know, but we always send some love.
Oh, yeah.
Back
absolutely.
To Jay and his lovely wife.
Absolutely.
Not a lot of love going toward Kamala Harris, even from the CNN people. And there's been little, I don't know what you'd call it, kind of their cracks in their little protective wall that they've had around her. Actually, a couple of people have come on the air and spoke things that were almost truthful on CNN.
And that is shocking.
Absolutely. Shocking. Vice President Kamala Harris' performance at CNN's Wednesday town hall with Pennsylvania swing voters underwhelmed the network's journalists and pundits as she left the more than hour-long forum with verbose and evasive answers to queries posed by on-the-fence residents.
Wow.
You know, these are people that you're trying to win over. What I'm hearing from people who I've been talking to, if her goal was to close the deal, they're not sure that she did that. That's not coming from someone on Fox. It's coming from CNN anchor Dana Bash. And she said that right after the event outside Philadelphia.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. And we'll dig into that a little bit more. Trump gaining support with blacks and Hispanics and advertising maybe in places you wouldn't ordinarily expect.
Okay.
We just have a like usual, or maybe even, we just have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That we are going to talk about, a lot of events going on over the weekend locally. We're going to talk a lot about that.
There's that that election thing coming up. You'll be able to vote, you know.
No. Early voting is going on now. Try to get it done today.
Yes.
Really try.
Yeah.
Let's do our best. And bring a friend, bring a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
616, 97.3 The Sky.